Well, tomorrow, Republicans will join House Democrats on the Judiciary Committee and Intelligence Committee for their first and likely only opportunity to grill former special counsel Robert Mueller about what he found and what he did not. This will be sort of like an audiobook version of Mr. Mueller's 448-page report that he submitted in March. Will either side get what it wants or expects? We're joined now by Bart Janssen, Justice Department reporter at USA Today. Bart, what are we looking at?
We've had this hefty report that Mr. Mueller released a couple of months ago about his nearly two-year investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. So he writes this 448-page report, and the idea is that a lot of people haven't read it yet. So they're going to have a hearing on Wednesday, House Judiciary Committee meets in the morning with him to ask questions, and then the House Intelligence Committee will be asking him questions in the afternoon. And the idea is for both sides, Democrats and Republicans, to ask more questions about it to get more information about what is in the report.
Politically speaking, Bart, what does each side want here?
Well, throughout the investigation, President Donald Trump, a Republican, has called the report a witch hunt, a waste of time, partisan harassment, and so he thinks that it should have never happened. And so Republicans on both committees are expected to ask questions about, well, how did it start? Why did it start? Wasn't it a mistake to start? Wasn't it a waste of time? Didn't it waste perhaps tens of millions of dollars in the cost of an investigation that maybe wasn't worth holding? And were the investigators perhaps politically biased because several of them have been documented as contributing to Democratic candidates? So that's on the Republican side, and that's why we're calling this sort of a Rorschach test or an inkblot test for how you read the report, because Democrats will be saying, well, the president himself was not charged with a crime, but lots of other questionable things were found during the course of the investigation, and they're going to want Mr. Mueller to explain, what did you find about people lying about what they did in connection with the Russians or in their interactions with Mr. Trump? And so each side will be asking questions to try to get their perspectives across.
Right. Are they going to succeed? What do the outside observers say here in terms of what can be reasonably expected from his testimony?
Well, the former prosecutors that I've talked to say that they don't really expect the hearings to change anybody's mind, that people on one side or the other will hear what they want to hear. Well, it could reinforce what they've already heard or the judgments that they've already made, but that it's unlikely, if Republicans ask, weren't the investigators politically biased, or, was it really worth having this lengthy investigation if President Trump himself were not charged with either conspiracy with the Russians or obstruction of justice for trying to block the investigation? But meanwhile, Democrats would like to say, wasn't there a lot of other nefarious activity? People lied, documents were destroyed. Shouldn't that lead to more charges, or shouldn't more be done? In some quarters, some Democrats have called for the beginning of impeachment proceedings, and so there doesn't look to be much middle ground. It's a very polarizing report that each side has taken away what they want from it.
We're speaking with Bart Janssen, Justice Department reporter at USA Today. We're previewing the Robert Mueller testimony for Wednesday. Are both sides here perhaps looking for some campaign sound bites?
Well, probably, yes. Each side will be playing to the cameras. Each side will be, asking questions to try to get the most pointed responses across. I mean, the reason that the hearing is being held in the first place is just, it's hard to dramatize a book sitting on a table. And Mr. Mueller himself has said he didn't expect to testify, and he said if he's called to testify, forced to testify, he's being called under subpoena, that he wouldn't say anything more than was what was already in the report. But both sides think that having him describe it, having him talk about what he found, could help their cases, that you could have exchanges. It threatens to be a pretty dramatic hearing, because lawmakers on both sides are going to say, you know, what about this? You know, sort of Perry Mason moments where they ask a pointed question and then Mr. Mueller will respond, well, here's what we found, here's where the evidence led, but they aren't going to agree on what conclusions you should reach from that.
Thanks, Bart. Bart Jansen, Justice Department reporter at USA Today. Meanwhile, a Justice Department memo yesterday told Mr. Mueller that his testimony tomorrow, quote, must remain within the boundaries of the public redacted version of his report.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.